recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it is from today, our Archbishop Alexander Sample.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather here tonight in this cathedral church to celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, we celebrate the patronal feast, not only of this cathedral church, but of the entire Archdiocese of Portland in Western Oregon. The church in Western Oregon is under the patronage of Our Lady, under her title of the Immaculate Conception. That's why the special candles are lit in the church tonight on the walls to mark these candles burn where on the solemn day of this church's dedication, the walls of the church were anointed by the bishop with the holy oil of chrism in the consecration of this temple to the Lord dedicated to Mary. So on her feast day, we light those candles in a special way to give honor to her and honor to this temple dedicated to her. She is also, as you know, the patroness of the United States. She is the national patroness. So this is a big feast for us in the United States and certainly here in the Archdiocese of Portland. And it's so wonderful to celebrate this with you tonight. In celebrating the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, we remind ourselves what this teaching, what this doctrine of the church is all about. And that what we celebrate tonight is that in order to prepare a dwelling into which the eternal Son of God would take flesh in the womb of Mary, he prepared Mary to be a worthy, a spotless, a sinless vessel into which the eternal Son of God could take flesh by the overshadowing and the power of the Holy Spirit, as we heard in the Gospel. Jesus preserved his mother from all stain of sin by the merits of his death and resurrection, which was yet to come. But he's God. And so he could reach out into the future and take that event of our redemption and apply it already to his mother at the moment of her conception. She was conceived without sin. She was freed from ever having even original sin touch her, and certainly free from all personal sin. And he did this to prepare again his mother, that sinless, spotless virgin, the tabernacle into which he would come to dwell. And this, as I was thinking about the feast this year, I was thinking, I think it would be good to talk about that Jesus frees his mother from every stain of sin. It never touched her. And that's a big deal. But it should be a big deal for all of us as well. Because sin is what Christ has come to deliver us from. And we mustn't forget that. We're getting ready to welcome the birth of Christ at Christmas, but we mustn't forget why he came. He came to save us from our sins. Save us from eternal death. Save us from the grip of the ancient enemy, the serpent. This is why Christ came. And you know, it seems to me in the world today, maybe in the Catholic world today, we don't like to somehow talk much about sin and the evil of sin, the horror of sin that separates us even from God sometimes when it's serious. You know, and I gotta let you in on a little secret. A lot of priests, bishops, are a little bit squeamish about talking about it. Why? Because sometimes the feedback we get then is, oh, you know, that's so negative. What a Debbie Downer. Right? There's a cultural reference lost on most of you. Oh, the church is always talking about hell, fire, and brimstone. You know, here we go again. We're going back to pre-Vatican II. And so I got to tell you, folks, sometimes we're a little bit hesitant to talk bluntly about sin. But that's wrong. That's kind of crazy, because that's the whole point, is that Jesus has come to save us from sin, because it is sin that separated us from God in the beginning, the sin of Adam and Eve. And we were separated from God. We didn't have friendship with God. We had no hope of eternal life. But Christ came to free us from our sin. And it's okay to acknowledge we're sinners. I'm a sinner. I love that when Pope Francis was elected Pope and he did that first interview, and the interviewer, remember, Pope Francis's original name was Jorge Bergoglio, right? So the interviewer asked him, who is Jorge Bergoglio? And this, it was said that he hesitated for a moment, and then he responded, he is a sinner to whom God has shown great mercy. That's the Pope. And I think we all should be able to say that. Who are, well, I mean, we're all beloved children of God, but part of that is we're sinners who have been shown the great mercy of God. Our sin is a horror. It's wrong, it's evil, but our redemption, the mercy of God poured out for us in Jesus, is a great joy. It's a great thing to celebrate. That's why at Easter we celebrate with such joy, because by his death and resurrection, he conquered death. That's why we celebrate Christmas with such great joy. Not just because it gives us a nice warm feeling to have Christmas lights and Christmas trees and sing Christmas carols, but because he came. His name, Jesus, means God saves. He came to save us, and that's cause for great rejoicing. It shouldn't bring us down. It should lift us up to know that we have mercy given to us so that we don't have to live in our sin. We don't have to be a slave to sin. We can know the freedom of the children of God lifted up in Christ. In the first reading, when we read about what happened in Genesis and the fall of the human race in Adam and Eve, notice that Adam and Eve hid themselves from God. Before the sin, they knew perfect friendship with God. They walked with God in the cool of the evening, Genesis says. They had friendship, familiarity with God. They could stand even naked before God and know no shame, because they were created in his image and likeness. But notice after the fall, they're ashamed. They cover their nakedness. They hide from God. And that's exactly where the serpent wants them. My brothers and sisters, the whole point is we don't have to live in the shame of our sin. We are freed. All we have to do is turn to God in his mercy, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation. The enemy wants us to live in shame. Jesus wants to live us to live in freedom. And that's why he came.
And that is today's incredibly powerful homily highlight. That is our Archbishop Alexander Sample with his homily for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.